If your mind is prepared, your body will follow. Page 17. You create what you fear, so don't fear it. This may seem like easy, straightforward advice, but that's not always the case. We all know that the monster under the bed doesn't really exist. It is merely a figment of a child's overactive imagination. Stop thinking about it and it disappears. But as children, the monster seemed very real, and parents were awoken in the late night hours to hunt and banish the ugly creature. By imagining frightening things, we can sometimes make those things spring to life in our minds. That's what good books are made of. Anita Margaret Arrodotti knows about confronting her fears. In 2014, she took part in one of the most dangerous horse races on the planet, the Mongol Derby. This incredibly difficult race requires participants to cover 1,000 kilometres of wilderness and rugged terrain, and they have 10 days to do it. Extreme sports include very real dangers. In the Mongol Derby, it is commonplace that riders are seriously injured. There are a number of hazards involved in this race, and riders are pushed to their limits, both physically and mentally. Semi-wild horses are not always cooperative, and enduring the elements in unfamiliar territory can test survival skills. It is not uncommon for riders to have to sleep outdoors surrounded by wildlife. There are even wolves. In a race like the Mongol Derby, there are good reasons to be afraid. And one of the most crucial factors in successfully completing the race is overcoming those fears. On the trail of Genghis Khan. So how did a young woman from Iceland end up racing across the Mongolian steppes on horseback? The answer is a combination of coincidence, the internet, and a hunch. While browsing the internet, Anita came across some information on the Mongol Derby, a race that attempts to recreate routes established by the great warrior and conqueror Genghis Khan. She read about the race, watched a few videos, and after that she was hooked. She said she didn't even need to think about it. She just clicked on sign up, and after that, there was no turning back. She knew it was something she wanted to do, believed she had the skills to do it, and decided to follow her intuition. I knew I was in good shape. I was an experienced rider and used to riding for long periods of time. I just knew it was something for me. It was something I knew I should do. The power of positive thinking. In such a challenging race, there are sure to be difficulties and trials. When asked about what she found most difficult, Anita says that there was no one thing in particular. She knew from the start that the race would put her abilities and stamina to the test, and she realised early on that the most important thing was to be mentally prepared. If your mind is prepared, then your body will follow. I felt like I had prepared myself to the best of my abilities. I didn't expect the race to be easy. I knew it would be a challenge. According to Anita, two of the most common mistakes that the Mongol Derby riders make is that they overestimate their own abilities and underestimate the challenges of the race. Anita seems to have done neither. She finished in 19th place and never fell off a horse. That in itself is an achievement, as those who are familiar with horse racing know. During the race, Anita says that she never considered giving up and throwing in the towel. She was determined to give it her all, and quitting was never an option. I was going to finish the race no matter what. I was going to finish even if I had a broken arm and two broken legs. That's how much I wanted it. Determination makes a huge difference when the going gets tough, and Anita had ways to avoid the pitfalls that would sap her strength. If I had doubts, then I pushed them out of my mind and thought instead about the fact that I was going to finish no matter what unexpected things might happen. When you think like that, you push the fear out of your mind, and then it seems like everything else works out. You create what you fear, so don't fear it. All adventures, especially into new territory, are scary. Sally Ride. A whole new perspective. The Mongol Derby course is divided into 40-kilometer sections, which are marked by urtus, or horse stations. Riders are expected to change horses at each station, and each horse is checked to make sure that it is fit and in good condition. Veterinarians are on site to ensure the well-being of the animals. Each urtus has tents called gurs, which provide food and shelter, and riders are able to rest and refuel before continuing. Participants can expect to be introduced to mare's milk, arag, and mutton, which are common sources of nourishment on the steppes of Mongolia. The whole experience of being thrust into a foreign culture under such extreme conditions must make for some memorable experiences. So what stands out in Anita's mind when thinking about the 1,000-kilometer race? The horses. They possess incredible strength and stamina. They would run for kilometres on end, and when you finally stopped, you could hardly tell they had been running. Their breathing wasn't even laboured. In hindsight, after returning to Iceland, Anita says that the experience changed her. She had a new perspective on life. Foreign countries, new experiences, different cultures and lifestyles expose us a variety of things that can affect us deeply. My attitude has changed. I came back a more positive person, and I have a new appreciation for the quality of life here in Iceland. There is so much poverty in Mongolia, but most of the people there are happy, even though their lives are difficult. After the Mongol Derby, I thought that I would want to take it easy and quit going on these adventures of mine. That hasn't been the case. Now I'm more adventurous than ever. Anita was chosen Woman of the Year by the magazine Neatleaf and now has plans to start her own business, which will specialise in planning and offering difficult horse treks in her home country of Iceland. In that way, she is bringing a bit of the Mongolian experience back to Iceland. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Steve Jobs. Language Bank. Intuition, to throw in the towel, when the going gets tough, to sap one's strength. Connect and reflect. Diary. Have you ever let fear stop you from doing something that you wanted to do? Share your story. Choose one of the quotes and write about what it could mean. Find situations in which the quote could apply. Give examples. Ideas for group work, research projects. The Mongol Derby. Genghis Khan. The ecosystem of the Mongolian steppes. Endurance horse racing. Fear and the fight or flight response. Extreme adventures. The Mongolian horse.